Welcome to the Sister Speak True Blood podcast, where we discuss everything about the HBO series True Blood from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 13.
Okay.
Let's get started. Okay. All right. Well, we wanted to come back with a podcast before the finale to talk about some of the emails we received about what people are planning to do for the finale.
Yep.
And also discuss some of the suggestions we received from our listeners about what we should podcast about next.
Okay.
And we wanted to kind of do this before the finale because after that, we're going to get straight to it, right?
Yeah, yeah, because
we're probably going to have so much to say after the finale that
yeah.
we're not going to have time to discuss it, really.
And we're going to try to do our final True Blood podcast maybe by post it by Wednesday. Of next week.
I say Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay, well, yeah.
Because we'll have Monday or Tuesday evening.
My schedule will permit.
What schedule?
I'm a busy person.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, so what emails did we get? We got a lot of emails, which we're really, really, we really appreciate it. Thank you, listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. And I believe we discussed some of these. So if I'm repeating things, please disregard, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We
don't care.
Give me some benefit of the doubt because it has been a busy week and we've gotten a lot of emails.
Yep.
Excuse me. Well, I'm going to kind of combine their comments with what they said they're going to do for the finale and suggestions on what they want us to watch and podcast about.
Oh, we're not going to do it separate?
Well, what do you want to do?
Let's do it separate.
Okay. All right. Well, we have an email from Miss Valerie.
Hey, Valerie.
And she says, as far as the finale, I've been thinking about it for a couple of weeks, and I think I'll invite my only two friends who watch the show over and make up a whole menu based on True Blood. My husband, who I've got watching now, thinks I'm crazy, but we could do a version of Marianne's Hunter Soufflé without the heart. Hoyt's Mama's Grilled Cheese and Potato Chip Sandwich. Grand's Pecan Pie. Or Sarah Newland's banana pudding. And maybe make Bloody Marys or red wine, which we can call V-Juice. This show deserves a good send-off. I can't wait. Thanks again, Sister K and J, Valerie.
Hey, Valerie, that's a great email. And that sounds like a good idea. I like that.
I know.
Except that grilled cheese and potato chip sandwich.
No,
I can't go with that.
But
that is a really good thing. And, you know, for all the people, I think, going to either finale watch parties or, you know, having it at your house, I think having a Bloody Mary is the perfect drink because it's red.
If you like Bloody Mary. I don't like Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah, I love that's my drink, Bloody Mary. So I'll be having one during the finale. So thanks for that email, Valerie.
Okay, we had another email from Ivern.
Hey, Ivern.
And she says, as far as the last episode of True Blood, I have ordered my True Blood drink from HBO.
Yay!
I have to admit, I fought long and hard about ordering it, because it was a little expensive to me.
Yeah.
But hey, you only live once. I do believe the new season of True Blood is supposed to start back up next summer, and I'm hoping they changed their minds and aired a little bit earlier than that, but I can dream. Look forward to the last show and your podcast. Thank you both for a very enjoyable season, Ivern.
Thank you, Ivern, for that email. That's really great. Well, you know, I agree about the cost of the True Blood on the HBO website. And I was going to order some also, but when I went to order it, all they had was a pre-order. And it says a ship date is September 28th.
Because you missed the first ship date.
Well, I don't think there was a first
there
ship
was.
Date. Oh, was there?
There was.
Okay, well, I missed it, so
you
I won't
sure
be
did.
Having no True Blood for the last episode. But I have my Bloody Mary, so that's even better for me. So, thanks for the email.
Okay, our next email comes from Zach.
Hey, Zach.
And he says, as far as the True Blood finale, I plan on watching it at home with my wife, drinking a True Blood, and eating something fatty.
Ooh, yeah.
That's basically all he says about the finale. Then he goes on to talk about what we should watch next.
Okay.
So we'll leave that for the next one.
Yeah, that sounds like a real good finale evening, Zach.
Yeah.
Great email, yeah. That's real good. Because I like being in the house, too, you know. being comfortable, kicking back, having something really good to eat while you're watching the show.
Now, do you want to talk about what we're planning to do for the finale?
Sure.
Because that's all the comments we have about finales.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were going to.
Oh, okay. Well, what we're planning to do, we're planning to go to a finale watch party.
Yes.
And it's this really cool place where they have speakers that you sit on your table, just like a drive-in movie. Remember drive-in movie speakers where you know hook it in a car window?
Yeah.
But you put these speakers on your table, and you can actually listen a lot better because this is like a sports type bar and grill type place.
Kind of like
and they have bar. Like multiple TVs and stuff, but. And how big is this TV screen, you think? Maybe 60 inches?
Maybe 50.
Yeah, it's really big, so you can really see them really
clear. And they're all
clear.
Over, though.
Yeah, all and they're over. All over the establishment.
It's a really
so
cool place, except for, you have other people there who are there to watch sports.
Right.
And they're and they're eating, and they're drinking, and whatever. And so you're there to watch
True Blood
and listen to actual dialogue. So that makes it challenging. Mm-hmm. But what makes it great is having those little audio boxes on your table.
It is the coolest thing. Yeah. Whoever thought of that?
I know.
It is
very
the
smart.
Coolest thing. And then what I plan to do, like I've said several times already, and that is I'm going to order a Bloody Mary because it's red. But, other people may order like a pomegranate martini. That's red.
Yeah.
Red wine. That's red. Blood color type drinks, and sit around with a bunch of friends and we sit and watch it and then we, drink and have some food and then we talk about it and it's a great time. So
it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And especially to get together with other people who love the show.
I know.
As much as we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Yep. So that's what we're going to do.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that and to see what happens, but I'm not excited for it to be over.
I know.
And
it's going to be so sad.
Everybody I talk to says the same thing. We are not ready for this to be over, but we're ready to see what happens.
Okay, but this is a good segue. Hey, this is really good. Okay, but I feel the same way about one of the shows that one of our listeners suggested. I believe it's Zach suggested that we watch, and that's...
Well, let me read the email.
Okay.
He says, no, it's not Zach.
Okay.
He says, when it comes to shows for you to review after this season, I would suggest Heroes, one of my favorites, and Dexter, whenever it comes back. I also would be happy to hear a Sister Speak podcast with you guys just talking about anything, life, news, entertainment, etc.
Okay. Thank you, Zach, because Zach, I am a Dexter freak. I have watched every episode of Dexter. I love it. And in the beginning, I did feel a little bit guilty about having sympathy for a serial killer, but I can't help it. Michael C. Hall is just great in that part. And I just love everything about the movie. The series. I think Showtime did an excellent job with this. Season 4, they are now showing on demand. If you have on demand, they're now showing season 3, and we're almost up to the maybe final 2 or 3 episodes because they're getting ready to start the 4th season of Dexter.
I think it's September 27th.
Yeah, so
that's
in
a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so I will definitely be watching Dexter. Now, that's another show I don't miss.
Now, but we're going to have a lot of good suggestions that we're not going to be able to podcast all of them.
No, but I watch Dexter anyway, so I love Dexter. So I'll be watching that faithfully.
Okay, well, Zach wasn't the only one to give us that suggestion. Frank also says, now my nomination for a drama scripted show for your podcast would be Dexter. I love it.
I love it too.
As it has been on for a couple of seasons, I'm sure you have opinions about it.
Well, thank you, Frank, for that email. I'm glad to know that there are other people out there that really like Dexter.
He says, Sister K, like you, I enjoy reading the original books of good shows. Mm-hmm. The Dexter books are great thrillers, and one of the books had me on the edge of my seat in a way I haven't been since being a kid. It was spooky and gripping. Dexter, like True Blood, started with being very much faithful to the books, but has since gone off in different directions. Mm-hmm. However, the show's theme is always about identity and ambiguous morality, much like True Blood. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thanks for the great podcasts. Bye for now. Frank from Toronto.
Oh, Frank, that's a good observation. And it really is. And you know, Frank, I'm not really sure how I feel about season 4 beginning with Dexter getting married and they're having a baby and stuff. I'm not really sure how I feel about that, but because I kind of like to just keep it with him and Deb for a while. But, you know, I'm willing to keep an open mind and see where they go with it. But I'm telling you, I love this series. And most people that I suggest Dexter to and they like go rent season 1 DVDs, they just love it. It is so compelling. It just pulls you in. I love it. So
now I will say I got season 1 of Dexter for a white elephant gift last Christmas, and I haven't really watched it all.
Oh,
I've watched like the first 4 or 5 episodes, and I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the same way. I'm like, how do you feel sympathy for this guy? He's killing people, but he's not just killing anybody.
Exactly.
He's killing criminals.
He's killing folks that need to be killed.
Exactly. So it's a little bit different, and yeah. I love all the other characters.
But his backstory is so compelling and tragic. And I think that's why you feel so much empathy for him. But anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's one we definitely have to consider.
Yeah.
Yeah. In our list of things to maybe podcast about.
That's true.
Okay. So we get another email from Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, this is the same Valerie that we talked about before. But mm-hmm. She says, anyhow, Sister J, thank you for mentioning the new series V. I had heard about that and really want to check it out. Mm-hmm. You know, I love a good supernatural or sci-fi show, so I really hope that V is good. I was also thinking that until you sisters decide what show to podcast on next, you could rewatch season 1 of True Blood and podcast about it. Just a thought.
Well, go ahead.
Comment on Valerie's.
Okay. Well, thanks, Valerie. You know, I am probably, for me, I do like these TV series like True Blood and Dexter and stuff, but I am a science fiction aficionado. I watch everything science fiction. I read science fiction. I love science fiction. I've even tried to write it, but I'm not good on the science part. But I really am looking forward to V. I cannot wait until it starts. And I just hope that it is as good as the original series, because I just love science fiction. So, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Another part of the email from Ivern, she says, I remember V and watched that show too. I loved that show.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to find out when that show comes on. And I also remember Mark Singer. It was so great. She also suggests watching Dollhouse. I'm waiting for the new season of that show too, and it would be great mm-hmm. for you to podcast.
Okay, well, going back to V, the premiere of V, ladies and gentlemen, is November 3rd, 2009, and the fine Morris Chestnut is in
Woo!
V. Ooh, man, that's going to be so good. And now, back to Valerie, as far as watching season 1 True Blood and podcasting on it, I don't think so. I mean, we watch season 1 like from time to time because, you know, it's fun to go back and watch and stuff. But no, we're not going to podcast on it.
Why not?
Because I'm not. I'm moving forward.
Okay.
Not backward, but anyway.
And then what about Ivern suggests? She suggests V also.
Yeah.
She liked it. And she also watches Dollhouse.
Okay.
Which I think we mentioned on a previous podcast.
Yeah, now Dollhouse was really different for me. You know, I did watch almost every episode of Dollhouse, and I was really surprised that I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. However, in my opinion, it got just a little bit formulaic.
Oh, and Lord. There's that word again.
I know, but it's descriptive. And for me, anyway, unless they kind of get out of that little formula stuff, I'm probably going to bail out this season. So, but Dollhouse does premiere on September 25th on Fox. So everybody who likes Dollhouse, get ready. That's in like a couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then our last email about this subject is from Danielle from Michigan.
Hey, Danielle.
And she is actually a new emailer.
Ooh, welcome.
And she says, I'll just read the whole thing, even though she talks about it a little bit more.
Okay.
She says, hi, sisters. I just came across both your True Blood and Big Brother podcast this season, and I love them both. I think it's great to have a mix of the scripted show podcast and also the reality show podcast. I'm a huge fan of both True Blood and Big Brother, so it's been great listening to your take on both.
Great.
I'm going to throw a show out there that you might possibly consider for another podcast. Fringe. Have you seen it? I watched last season, and it's interesting, and there are definitely a lot of talking points / theories that can be discussed. I'm an avid Lost watcher, and this is kind of along the same lines. There are several Fringe podcasts out there, but honestly, I never could get into any of them. Maybe I just didn't like the personalities on any of the other podcasts. Anyway, maybe you girls might like it, but I have to say, you would probably have to go back and watch the first season on DVD, because it's one of those shows that might be confusing to start watching without any backstory. Maybe Fox will do a recap show. Anyway, thanks for all you do. I thoroughly enjoyed every one of your podcasts, and I look forward to more.
Okay.
And then she goes on to say, let me just finish. I have to add that I cannot wait for the True Blood finale this Sunday. I'm over the whole Mary Ann saga too, but I'm very curious about that crazy egg. I have a feeling Mary Ann isn't going to actually die. I think she's going to be defeated or weakened somehow and just go away and never return. I hope they close the Mary Ann chapter and start a new storyline next season. Thanks again, Danielle from Michigan.
Oh, thank you, Danielle from Michigan. That's a great email. Yeah. Well, you know, as far as the True Blood and the egg, we feel the same way. I hope this is the last ever we see of the Mary Ann character and the black eyes and the BEs and all that stuff. And as far as Fringe, oh, I watched every single episode last season. I love Walter. But you know what? I think it's a doppelganger Walter. I don't think it's the true Walter. I think it's from that other realm. But anyway, I love Olivia, and Fringe is something that we definitely watch.
Yeah. I think
we have watched
one or two episodes last season, but I think I've caught up, but I'm not quite sure.
I have watched everyone.
Loved it. And I mean, I think the episode that grabbed me was that Porcupine Man.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, on the airplane. Honey.
I love
when he flew out of that door, I just was like yelling at the TV.
I love Fringe, and I love the backstory that they have with Olivia and how as a child she was injected with that drug, and I can't pronounce it, so I'm not going to, but I just love that whole backstory.
Well, for those that don't know, it's kind of like in the era of the X-Files, isn't it?
Kinda.
But it's more modern and
really.
It's really different,
right.
And there's not like two FBI, you know,
right,
it's totally
right.
Different, but it's kind of that same
feeling anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. I really, really like it, and like I say, I just love little Walter. He's just so pitiful and brilliant at the same time. So, yeah, we do watch Fringe, and that's a distinct possibility. Let me see if I can,
What
if
other
I remember...
ones did you think about, Sister J?
Oh, Fringe debuts. Its premiere is next week, actually, on September 17th. So
that's the same day as Survivor.
Well, that's too bad. You have to TiVo or something.
Yeah.
Because Fringe does start.
No,
anyway.
I will, because...
Okay.
You know, I'm a
DVR
queen.
You know, some of the things that I'm kind of interested in, you know, they kind of vary. But one thing I am going to watch, and that is Kelsey Grammer's new comedy series called Hank. I love Kelsey Grammer. So I'm going to watch that. I'm going to give it a shot.
But we're not going to podcast on a comedy, are we? Is it an hour long?
Well, now we could podcast a whole separate podcast on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Ooh, yes. Now that is my
that
show.
Is our one of our favorite comedies.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
I love it.
Oh, that Larry David is so funny. But okay. Well,
I'm thinking to stay in the same vein, although we don't have to
drama.
Of True Blood, we might want to keep. You know, it's a drama, something that has like some theories, like Valerie mentioned, I think it was Valerie. Oh Lord, I forgot already. But you know,
Yeah.
Well, Danielle, I'm sorry. Keep along the same vein of a drama that has a lot of theories that, and
well, other questions. Than right, other than Fringe or like V, whenever V starts in November. You know, the only other thing I'm really, really interested in is that there is a new series on ABC called Happy Town.
Happy Town.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure why it's called Happy Town, because it's set in this place called Hapland, Minnesota. But it's kind of like a murder mystery. It involves this murder, kidnapping, and all this stuff. It's what I think it's going to be is a drama about small town life. And like in lots of little small towns, you got one huge employer where everybody in the town works for the same company. And so when murder starts happening, then it's going to impact the town, the whole town.
Uh-huh.
See, so, and to tell you quite honestly, other than LL Cool J's new series, NCIS Los Angeles, I didn't see anything on the new fall schedule that really interested me. I mean, there's returning stuff like, you know, I've watched Fringe and Dexter and Dollhouse and stuff, but the new stuff is like really lackluster. In my opinion. That's my opinion.
Yeah, it's just not a lot of new stuff. There's more returning things, I think, than new.
Yep. So that's the only thing. And so other than in November, I'm waiting for B.
So for our purposes, though, with what we're going to do next on the drama scripted side, we have some very good suggestions.
Yes.
Dexter, V, Dollhouse, and Fringe. And
well, other than V is the only one of those that is new. And so I know we can podcast on that one. But the other ones, we're going to have to probably have a lead-in episode to tie in season one or the previous season, because a lot happened in Dexter. A lot's been happening in Dexter if we do that, if we start it now. Now, this is season four.
And I've only seen five episodes of season one.
With Fringe,
this is kind of a good perspective.
Yeah, but with Fringe, with season, this will only be season two, but we could do like a recap show to recap season one to kind of refresh people's memory if we want to do Fringe. You know, Fringe is a good one. But
so I think these are great suggestions, and maybe we should think about it a little more and maybe kind of announce it on our next True Blood, on our last True Blood podcast that we're going to do by Tuesday.
Yeah. Now, I do want to mention that I did watch the premiere episode of The Vampire Diaries.
Yes. I did too.
On the CW network.
Yes.
And I have to admit, now, mentally, I'm sitting there and I'm reading the info and it says it's a 17-year-old girl. I thought, oh shit, this is going to be Twilight all over again.
Well, I've
got to tell you, I was pleasantly surprised, because it was different. It's kind of similar, but it was different than Twilight.
The only similarity to me was that they're in high school.
Yeah, but it was very good. I was surprised. It was very entertaining and by the end of it, you want to see the next episode so you can see what happens, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I agree with that.
And the guys and the girls that they have playing the parts in The Vampire Diaries, they are much cuter than the ones in the movie, in that Twilight movie. Oh, yeah, this guy's really cute, though.
Yeah,
and the girl is just beautiful. She is really, really a very... a pretty young woman. So, but all the characters are just really, really good, I thought. So,
well, to me, Twilight's just cheesy. Although, I will say I did enjoy the movie, but I kind of like cheesy.
Yeah, you do.
Movies kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. Anybody who watches Grease over and over and over, yeah.
Grease is the word.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
Okay. But, you know, I will say, but I way prefer True Blood because it's an adult,
absolutely
smartly written. Twilight seems like a 10-year-old wrote that.
Well, but it's for teenagers. That's the target audience.
I know.
It was for teenagers.
But I don't know.
Now, I think you mentioned when we talked about Vampire Diaries that it was also based on books. Right?
Yes, I didn't know, but it is based on some books and that was written like 10 years ago.
So those books were written before the Twilight series was written?
Oh, yeah, Twilight, I think, was just written. And even like Charlaine Harris's, all the Sookie Stackhouse books for True Blood, you know, based from True Blood's based off of. She started her first book back in, I think, the 90s.
Okay, so way back.
Yeah. Twilight, I think, was kind of copied a little from several things. But I was, back to the Vampire Diaries, which is on the CW, the TV show. or the broadcast TV show. I was interested to find out, because they are in high school, it's daytime.
Yes.
There's no cloud cover, you know, there's sun out. I was interested to find out how they were going to deal with the fact that he's walking around in the daytime. And it was kind of interesting
how they did it.
And I really liked the effect that they had when he saw blood or smelled it. And when he looks hungry, because he's also kind of like the main character is Stefan, and he is kind of like Bill in that he is not drinking from humans. He's drinking from rats or squirrels or whatever. And but when someone's bleeding, his eyes get these little veins in them and they kind of get really red.
Because he's hungry.
It was a really cool effect, though. Mm-hmm. It wasn't weird looking. It looked like it was I don't know, it just looked real. And I thought that was really interesting, so I think I'm gonna stay watching it.
I'm gonna give it several episodes and see where they go with it, because it looks pretty interesting to me.
It does. It does. I don't think it'd be enough for us to podcast about. I don't know. But that's something for all of us who want to get our vampire fix.
That's true.
It's going to be a lot tamer and more, you know, innocent than True Blood, but it'll at least give us a little fix.
Yeah.
And if it stays as non-cheesy as it was on the pilot, then we'll enjoy it.
So I think probably what we're going to do is we're going to continue with, you know, two different podcasts. We'll have one that is our little reality shows that we like. And that will be a separate podcast, and like we did Big Brother. And then we'll pick a series to a podcast in depth, like we do True Blood.
Yeah. Which I like.
Yeah.
I like that we're able to just do one and get deep down in it.
And so, more than likely, it will be V. More than likely.
You think?
Yeah.
You're leaning towards V?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm all for it.
Because I love the original story. Yes. And actually, I wish we were podcasting, but we weren't yet, I don't believe, when the 4400 was on. That was an awesome series.
That was an awesome
series. I was so disappointed when they canceled that.
But they kind of went into a direction that I didn't like in the third season.
That's true, but so I love that.
It kind of waned off, so it's just, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what happens. So
but I think V is a great choice, but see, V doesn't start until November.
Not till November.
I don't think we should wait that long. There's going to be many good things on that we could, that start next week or the week after.
That's true.
We can go ahead and start and then see if we want to continue to do them and move into V. I'm excited for V, so hey, I'm all for it.
Right. I'm all for V, so, and since it's not on Fox, they won't be canceling it mid-season.
Because
Fox tends to do that, you know?
That's another reason I think I love True Blood so much, is it's the first show in a long time that I love that a lot of other people love and have stayed on.
Yeah, has stayed on. Because
I have a lot of different shows that I love that no one else seems to like, or at least the Nielsen people don't like. And it gets canceled in half an episode or half a season or after the first season.
Well, they need to do away with the dumb Nielsen rating anyway. First of all, I don't know not one black person that has a Nielsen rating.
I don't
rating
know any
box.
White people that have a Nielsen
Well,
box.
That's because we don't live in California, but
it's not just in California.
Well, but it doesn't even begin to measure the audience, because you have DVRs, you have TiVo, you can go on Hulu and watch things.
Well, they are starting to track DVR. They are starting to track DVR usage and internet viewings. So,
well, every time I'm listening to a black radio station, They always ask the same question. And these are disc jockeys in the broadcast business. They don't know any black people that have a Nielsen box. And they've never met one. So, you know, I'm not the only one.
No, I haven't either. But what I'm saying is I haven't met anybody with one.
Well, true, but I mean...
White, black, green, yellow. Well,
but you know, we give an our personal...
I agree.
...perspective. So that's why I said, you know, the black folks, because we're black people, so...
Anyway. Well, if you want to go on that criteria, Sister J, just to kind of segue off, Fringe has one semi-person of color. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to go by criteria of who, what to watch, mm-hmm. based on if there's any people of color in it.
No. I don't do that.
I don't do that because we would never watch anything if we did that.
That's for sure.
But
I am glad that shows like V and other shows I like, at least they recognize that there are people of color in the world.
True Blood too.
Yeah.
True Blood's a good one.
Yeah. Because, you know... Every time somebody starts talking this yin-yang to me about, oh, Seinfeld is so wonderful, I'm thinking, well, you know, I never watched that dumb show. Because how are you going to be in New York and all you see is white people? Come on now. That's just ridiculous. Even Larry David show, and he did Seinfeld.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm. But you see people of color everywhere.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I'm saying? And Seinfeld's got all these ensemble casts playing, but they in New York of all places, and you don't ever see anybody
but white folk. True.
No, So I definitely wasn't watching that mess. Anyway, but I felt the same way about a whole lot of stuff, like that Sex and the City. I never watched that mess.
Oh, I did.
Please.
Oh, that show is funny.
Oh, please.
That show is once again.
Yada. And where are they at? New York? Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway.
I know there's some listeners out there that can back me up. Sex and the City was funny. Friends was funny. I didn't really watch Seinfeld.
I know there's some people out there in our listening audience that back me up as well. That's ridiculous to have a show set in. That's like putting a show set in New Orleans and you don't ever see a black person. Come on now. Mm-mm. I don't like that. Nor do I give those kind of shows my time.
They don't care because you don't got a Nielsen box.
You know what? That's probably true. That is probably true. You know? But even these little silly sitcoms, like, that one with that real big guy.
Brad Garrett.
Yeah.
Raymond.
You know, when they go outside of their little house and they're like, you know, bowling alley or whatever, you see people of color.
Yeah.
You know, come on now, because that's the real world.
That's true.
So anyway, that's my little rant.
Okay, Sister J.
Well,
I want to thank everyone for sticking with us for this season.
Yeah, it's
for
been
this
great.
Podcast. It has been extremely fun. And know that we definitely will be back for True Blood when it comes back in the third season.
Definitely.
You don't even have to question that one.
Nope.
And we do, but we are going to continue to podcast because we love it. It's been so fun. Mm-hmm. And we will come back on our next episode, the finale, mm-hmm. and let y'all know what we've decided. Looks like Sister J has already said V's it.
Well, V's going to definitely, I mean, you know, if we can fit something else in there too.
Yeah, and we'll try to fit something else in, like Fringe.
Yeah. Because I really like Fringe also.
I do too.
I think Dexter might be a little difficult to podcast at this juncture, only because it's there's three seasons already gone with it, and that's the only reason I think. Mm-hmm. And you haven't seen all of the
which would
seasons.
Give a fresh perspective, maybe. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it could be.
I don't know. I'd have to try to catch up real quick, which I could do.
Yeah, well,
knock it out in a weekend or something.
Yeah,
but we'll definitely come back on our True Blood finale episode and let you know what we decide and when to listen for us next.
Okay.
If you'd like to send us an email, which we only have a few days until our finale, you can do so by sending it to sisterspeak@gmail.com. Our voicemail line is 972-692-7341. And, of course, our website is sistersinreview.com.
Yep.
That's it for now. We'll see y'all in a couple of days. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
Bye-bye.